city slicker. He was quite a politicker, and he thought he was somewhat a jelly bean. He was about the slickest trader, to the suckers he would cater. He'd swap anything from soap to sewing machine. He all stood around and laughed at all the deals he'd made. His conscience never bothered him about some dishonest trade. Then he made one trade too many. She was long and tall and skinny, and it was the worst deal that he'd ever made. What a trader, what a trader. It was the worst deal that he'd ever made. She stood 6'7", knew her judo in the clinches, and he's all the meanness of her family tree. He knew he could never cross her, and he knew he couldn't boss her, but he hoped someday that she would set him free. Well, he tried to trade her off, but then somehow that dame got wise, and she doubled up her fist and smacked him right between the eyes. Then he vowed he'd never wed her, but that lanky gal knew better, so he thought that he had better compromise. What a traitor, what a traitor, he thought that he had better compromise. Together till December, when one night he went out on a drinking spree. He sat in a tavern bragging that his wife was all a snagging, but he wore the breeches in his family. Then he noticed everybody a lying on the floor. He slowly turned around and saw her standing in the door. No one there can remember anything but flying timber, and that traitor lying sprawled out on the floor. What a traitor, what a traitor.